up, everybody? I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn Internet. You're scary. Bow, bow, bow. We got a very special guest in the house, ladies and gentlemen. He is responsible for a lot of laughter, a lot of shows, a lot of talent in the black community, providing jobs and whatnot. He's even provided a job or six for me. Ladies and gentlemen, the creator, producer, director, studio owner, showrunner, and also Mr. Almondy. So Almondy. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Bentley Carl Evans in the building.
What up?
What's up, black man?
Man, my back's itching right now. You ever have your back itching?
That's a move.
I can't get back there.
That's a move.
I need yoga or some shit. I can't get back there, man.
That's why there's nothing better than a good back scratch, you know?
I got one right next to my bed. I got a back scratcher.
Oh, really?
I reach back there in the middle of the night and say, you stay asleep. I got it.
Oh, man. You were telling us a great story, and I thought we weren't muted. I just found out we were muted about this friend of yours who was a friend of Richard Pryor, and how he cracked up a coconut. He had three coconuts, and he just cracked up a coconut.
That's... Yeah, you know, and I also saw him take somebody down by using one finger, and he just touched him right here, and the dude dropped
to his knee.
Oh,
that's some Bruce Lee shit.
I'm telling you, I saw it with my own eyes.
Was he attacking?
No,
was it a demo?
No, what it was more of a demo, because this cat named Eric that used to work with me was saying, I don't believe that. I don't believe that shit. That ain't real. And he said, oh, is that right, brother? No, he had a really deep voice. He said, is that right, brother?
Oh, shit. I would have believed him after he said that.
And he goes to touch him like right here, and dude dropped to his knees and was begging, saying, please stop, please stop.
Wow. Oh, so he kept his finger on, and it was just like a...
Yeah.
He just knew the pressure point like that.
He must not have seen the coconut trick.
That's a clean-on trick right there.
Yeah, it was
next generation.
Crazy. Trip me out.
I would have believed him, especially if I saw the coconut smash. You said he just went like this and it exploded.
Yeah, he took these... Okay, so he explained to me that a coconut is much harder than the human head, mm-hmm. right? The human skull. And so he takes these coconuts and he's like, he stacks them up and he's like, all right, brother, so which one you want me to break? And I said, I think I'm intelligent. Break the one in the middle. Get that one. So he takes his hand and he rubs it over the coconut for, you know, a few seconds. And he closes his eye and he just, he barely tapped the coconut on top. And the one in the middle broke.
Oh, he didn't even touch the middle one.
No.
Oh, wow.
No, he hit the one on top. And I guess he sent his energy to burst the one in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, I don't believe in superstitious stuff like that and crazy, way out, weird stuff, but mm-hmm. I saw it with my own eyes, and it
Superman.
Tripped me out. Milk everywhere, and yeah.
So it didn't just crack. It was like...
Nah, he was like the most dangerous person I've ever seen. You know, he was
Goku. Yeah. You described a black Goku.
Yeah, but he could cook and shit. So that was...
Speaking of, like, not believing in, you know, ghosts and that type of stuff, I just made a video today about Lake Lanier. Three more people died this weekend on Lake Lanier. Three. Mm-hmm. Can I put the camera on me real quick? Let me tell y'all something. Stay y'all punk ass away from that lake. Okay? One of the people that passed this weekend got electrocuted.
That's crazy.
How you get electrocuted jumping in a lake? I don't even know how that's possible.
But they don't know.
Okay? It happened. The ancestors don't want nobody in that lake.
Mm-hmm.
Race excluded. Nobody is excluded. We can't go. I'm not going. Pat better not go. Bentley black ass better not go.
I ain't going.
Okay? They'd be mad that he wasn't there. Where was you at when we needed you? Leave that damn lake alone. Ooh. Go to the YMCA. Go to Six Flags. Swimply. Swimply allows you to rent people's pools. Go to Swimply. Or just cut out all water activities. Okay? But leave Lake Lanier alone.
Why do they do that? Why do people, they know it already has a history, right?
Yeah.
Why do they attempt it?
Because why do people still join gangs?
That's true.
People say they feel people like hands pulling them down, right?
That's what they say?
That's like the rumor. I mean, the ones that lived, but
wow.
Apparently there's like trees down there because it used to be like a city that flooded or something. They flooded a black city. That's what happened, right?
Yeah, there's a whole town under at the bottom of the lake.
And they filled it with water.
Yeah. That seems like a haunted ass place. And I have the story pulled up. This happened. A neighbor on a boat jumped in the water to help somebody and reported feeling a burning sensation, which they immediately recognized as an electric shock. So they swam ashore, turned off the power, and re-entered the water to help the person. So I guess it was just like...
Turn off the power of what?
It just said turn off the power.
That's what I don't understand.
Like, in a boat?
dock lights? What I'm not understanding. I can't wrap my mind around it.
Yep.
I don't even want to read it because I feel like if you read too much about it, then the ancestors are like, you want to be nosy.
You want to know?
You sticking your nose in grown folks' business. I was thinking about this. I couldn't think of his name. I had to look it up. I don't know if you've ever read or listened to the autobiography of Malcolm X.
We had it. It was on the coffee table. We didn't read it.
It's thick. I'm listening to it on audiobook right now. Lawrence Fishburne reads it. It's great.
Yeah.
Right? Do Audibles. It's way better. Okay. But it's 16 hours. It's a listen, right? But in the book, he had this guy that he talked about named West Indian Archie. He was a numbers runner.
I heard him.
And West Indian Archie was like that weird, tall guy. And every numbers runner, you write down your number and they give you a slip. So that's how you prove that this is a number you play. West Indian Archie never wrote down the numbers. He just remembered every combination that people came up and played. They were like, I want to play 367. Mm-hmm. And they pay him. And he'd be like, 367, James, got you.
Yeah.
And then he would just, because like, while people are running numbers, the cops are looking for people who are the number runners because mm-hmm. they would get them for illegal gambling.
And you mm-hmm. so and they catch the papers on you, yep.
then you got evidence. So he never kept papers on him.
Damn.
But like the stories and the lore around West Indian Archie sound like your guy that you were telling me about.
Yeah.
It's a great read. I'm really enjoying. First of all, Malcolm X was with the shits. He was out here selling dope, running numbers,
damn.
Pimping hoes, breaking in houses.
He was a pimp?
He was fucking with the white chicks. One chick was, I think Sophia was married, and then first she wasn't married. He was pimping her out, not pimping her like that, but getting money from her and shit. Then she got married, and he still was doing it. Then he had Sophia and her sister breaking in houses with him and his own boy.
Yeah.
I heard about that story. Yeah. I didn't know he was pimping them, though.
Well, I mean, he worked for Madam. So basically, there were other times where one of his jobs where he was to go meet John's, white guys, and they would get in a car. And the madam would tell them where to go. But, like, if it was a white cab driver, they would have him drop them off somewhere, like, at a high-traffic place. And then they would look for a black cab to take them to the secret location. So the white men could fuck the black women and live out their fetishes and shit like that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was Malcolm X. I think I heard you talking about that last week.
What was Malcolm's name? Was it Chicago Red?
Detroit Red.
Detroit Red. Detroit Red. Yeah.
Detroit Red.
Yeah.
He was, like, Detroit... He was from Detroit. He was actually from a city close to Detroit, but they just said Detroit. Then he went to Boston, and then from Boston, he went to New York.
Okay.
Yeah, but he was on the run for a while. What?
No, I'm like, Cotty's in the chat. She said, ask Bentley about the ghost in his first house.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
He said, you don't believe in ghosts.
No, okay, so here's the thing.
Whoa.
Here's the thing. It's not that I don't believe in ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
What it is it sounds silly to me, and I feel like this. I feel like... I'm just not going to open myself up to it. So as long as I say I don't fuck with it, I don't believe in it, they're not going to show up. Because if they showed up, I think they know who can handle it and who can't.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to think that if a ghost shows up that I would be able to go, hey, what's up, man? What are we doing? We sharing a space?
What are we doing?
I mean, or who are you here from? I mean, are you trying to connect me? I would want to think that I would be that kind
of logical. We all want to think that.
I want to think that I could be able to go, are you evil or are you not? Because I just want to know how to, you know, get myself together. Hmm. Now, here's the thing. So I bought this house. Well, let me backtrack. I got this house. So I had told my father that I said, look, you know what? I want to get a house. My father had this thing that he said where when you leave his house, I don't want you getting an apartment. Mm-hmm. You got to go from your house to your house, my house to your house.
Really?
So I said, okay, yes.
That's all right.
Yeah, he's a real estate guy. He's a real estate guy. So I said, hey, Dad, I'm ready to get a house. So it was just this simple. He said, oh, yeah? Okay, cool. He hands me a set of keys, and he says, run around there on Mount Vernon and see if you like this house. So as soon as he said it, anybody that's from that area, Windsor Hills, View Park, you know Mount Vernon is probably the most prestigious street up there. Hmm. And I was like, I can't afford no Mount Vernon. What is he talking about? So I go over and look at this house, passed the house 1,000 times in my life, and never paid attention to it. And I use the key, and I go in, and I'm going, yo, for somebody who's never had their own house, this is a palace.
Right.
It's beautiful hardwood floors and fireplaces and shit. I've never seen nothing like that, right?
I can't wait for this shit.
Yeah, yeah. So I move in the house. It's a long story short. I move in the crib. Pops works it out. I'm literally in the house 7 days later.
Damn.
7 days later, I didn't give up no money.
Nepotism
know what
is
did.
A great thing when it benefits you. You understand me?
God, especially when you're black, because we don't have too many nepotism.
Ah, we don't. We don't.
We got a bunch of nephews, but not nepotism.
That's lit.
So I was so I'm in the house one day, and I come outside, and there's this brother outside, this musician named Ndugu Chancellor. He used to play with
Ndugu?
Ndugu. He played with Patrice Rushen. He was a bad boy too.
Ndugu.
Ndugu.
Okay.
Shit. Ndugu. R.I.P. Ndugu. So check this out. Ndugu standing in the middle of the street, and he said, "Hey, bro, come here for a minute." So I go over to him. He said, "Man, you know what? I saw you moving in, and you know, you kind of remind me a lot of myself, man, when I moved over here. How old are you?" I said, "I'm 26. He said, "I was 26 when I moved here." I said, "Well, cool, man. Let's. I'm so happy to meet somebody on the block." Uh-huh. I said, "Man, let's go in the house and talk about it." He goes, "Oh, no, no, that's all right."
He was in the middle of the street?
We're in the middle of the street. He lived right across the street.
Oh, okay.
I said, "What do you mean? Come on, let's go get a beer. I got some beers in the fridge, and we can chop it up. Man, and Dugu." And he was like this. "No, I'm good. I'm going to just stay out here. I'm going to stay out here." And I was like this. "What? Okay, so what am I missing here, right?" And he said, "Hey, man, you don't know what happened in there, do you?" And I said, "In where?" He said, "In your house." I said, "Oh, shit, no."
That's how your daddy got in that seat.
Damn.
Yeah. Tell me about it. So I said to him, I said, "Hey, man, look, you know, if you got some crazy shit to tell me, I'm not ready for that." He said, "Okay."
Said, "I'm not ready."
He goes, "All right, I'll leave it alone then." I said, "No, go ahead." So he said, "So here's the deal." He said, "How'd you get this house?" I said, "Well, my father got it from this dude named," he said, "was his name Philippe?" I said, "Yeah, his name was Philippe. His name's on all the mail that's in the house." And he said, "Well, you know Philippe's in prison right now doing 3 life sentences." Whoa. And I said, "For what?" He said, "Well, he dismembered many people in that house. And one of the bodies, they never found the head. And they say it's still in the house." Right?
That was so much worse than what I thought anything you could have said.
Yeah, so
I thought it was just going to be somebody died in the house.
No, it's a murder house?
It's a murder house. So now I got to go back in. Now I got to go back in the house because I got to live there.
Yeah.
And I'm home by myself. I said, "Oh, shit. Well, we don't do the ghosts. We don't believe in the ghosts. So we're all right." So, you know, I go back in the house and I just made a conscious decision. You know, my girlfriend at the time was living with me, and I was like, "Don't tell her. Don't tell her." So I just never said nothing, but it was always weird shit that was happening in the house, and I'm looking for the ghosts the whole time.
The weird shit?
So, like, weird stuff would happen. Like, I remember one time I brought home a big-ass ficus tree or something like that, and I brought it in the house, and it was beautiful, right? The next morning, not only was it dead, all the leaves fell off of it. All of them.
The next day?
The next day, bro. So I was like, okay. And then, like, you would close the door, and then you'd walk out the room and come back in the room, and the door would be open. You didn't hear it, though. So it's like, hey, that's weird. So, and then there was one room. The energy was really weird. So this was presumed to be the master bedroom, right? Or the primary bedroom now. I guess they don't say master bedroom no more from what I understand.
Yeah, crazy, right?
They didn't cut out master bedroom. I'm like, okay, everything's so politically correct. But anyway, this room, when you went in the room, it was always cold. Very cold. So it could be like the weather is now.
That would have been my room.
Yeah, well, I thought and then I was like this. Hey, you know what? I'm not gonna move in that room because I don't trust it.
That's the room where the head was in. Yeah,
that probably was where the head. And the windows in the room would it was like they would slide, but they would come up.
No,
and you were like this, and it was like, hey, is that, you know, I'm dumb. I'm just dumb. I'm like this. Hey, maybe it's the heat. Maybe it's the heat that's causing. It's causing the pain.
You were choosing to be ignorant at this point.
You know,
ignorance is bliss, though.
Because you don't want to believe. You didn't want to believe.
Ignorance is bliss, man.
So here was the last one that really tripped me out. So I'm having a party. I'm having a Halloween party. And
it's fitting.
Very, very, very befitting.
Didn't tell nobody?
I didn't tell nobody. Nothing. I never told nobody except for my father. And this is what I said to him when I found out about it. I said, hey, Dad, can I talk to you for a second? Did you know about some murders? Somebody died in the house? And he said, he was so cool. He said, hey, listen, man, you know what you need to be concerned with? These niggas walking around, not the dead.
Wow.
They ain't gonna do shit to you. He said, do you like the house? I said, yeah. He goes, all right, I'll see you later. I got clients. get on out of here now, nigga. The year.
Cool,
it was the truth.
Cool guy.
Very cool. But I'm in the crib. I had this party. And so all these people come, it's popping. You know, it's popping. I'm 26 years old in a fly-ass crib. It's popping.
Yeah.
And this one cat comes over named Jimmy. He was married to one of my very good friends, Kim. And Jimmy comes in the house, and he's twitching and shit. And I'm like, hey, Kim, what's wrong with your dude? He's glitching over there, right? And she goes, I don't know. So he walks out the front door, and I go out after him, and Kim's outside, and he goes, hey, man, I really appreciate the invite and everything, man, but I can't go back in there. And I said, why? He goes, there's demons in your house. So I said, what do you mean demons? He said, they're demons, and they're on select people that are in your house. They're sitting on their shoulders.
Oh, shit. Party's over.
So I said, hey. I said, well, did you see any demons on my shoulder? He said, no, they weren't around you at all, but he started mentioning names. And usually, and most of them were people I didn't really like. No way. I was like, yeah, that nigga seemed like a dude. So I was like, what? It really tripped this dude out, right? And so he was like, he never went in the house again. So finally, cut to the chase. After the 94 earthquake happened, there was a little damage to the crib, so I ended up moving out. But the day that I was moving out, this minister that lived next door, older cat, he said, son, I'm so happy to see you leaving. And I'm like, huh? Well, you're happy to see me? See, I was quiet, wasn't I? He said, no, it's not that. I was just I'm happy because I see that you're moving on. But I have to tell you, you know, there's some evil in that house. And I said, yeah, I kind of heard. And he goes, did you hear all the stories?
Oh, shoot.
So now he's telling me that there was a body buried in the backyard. They had put formaldehyde on him and tried. It was so many crazy stories. They told me that in the 1940s, it was a German abortion clinic or something like that. It was so much
multiple hauntings.
Yeah, because they had built that house for the 1939 Olympics that were here in LA. It was some weird. It was just weird and weird, weird shit. So when I moved out the house, I left a few boxes and stuff that I had to go back to get the next day. When I go back to the crib, now all my stuff's gone pretty much. But a few boxes. I went back in, and you go through the garage, and you go up these stairs and enter the house. And when I went inside, I noticed that I'm looking at a drop of water that's dipping through the ceiling. I'm like, oh, shit, what's going on? And I could hear that the water's on.
Mm-hmm.
So I mash up the stairs. Every orifice, every faucet in the house is on, and water's pouring out. Everyone. All the bathrooms, the showers, everything, the toilets running and everything. And I politely backed up and walked out very slowly. And I never went back to get, I don't know what happened to that shit. I left.
Oh, you didn't even turn the faucets off?
I ran up out of there. I got up out of there. Now, it could have been a vagrant that came in there and just turned everything on.
Was the doors unlocked?
No, because I went through the garage door, so I don't know if the front door was unlocked or not.
Oh, you really didn't go back?
No, I never went back. I never went back in the crib, period.
Damn.
Did you send your dad over to that to at least turn the water off? How did you sell it? How'd you get rid of the house?
So my father was very
interesting. I got all the questions about this
you
shit
do,
now.
You do. Yeah. My father was a very interesting guy, and real estate hustlers, there's hustlers, and then there's real estate investors. He was a real estate investor hustler.
Mm.
So he, to cut to the chase, he had got the house from the guy that was in prison. The guy was losing the house. So he basically said, look, we'll cash you out about 15,
mm-hmm.
and you know, you just turn over the deed to us.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy does that. So we take over the payments.
Mm-hmm.
So realistically, I just stopped making the payments and let the house go because I had just bought a new house in Ladera Heights. So I was like, no harm, no foul. It was like I rented
hold
the house.
Bentley, hold on. We got a lot of stuff.
Is the house still standing?
Yes.
I'm trying to find it.
I just drove by. It's 3645 Mount Vernon Drive. How long
were you at that house?
I lived there for about 2.5 years.
So at 28, you went from one great neighborhood to another all under the age of 30?
Yeah, I mean, I did.
Bentley selling dope. You heard it here first. So damn it, that you special, exclusive. Bum.
I moved, and then I left there and moved to Encino, where I currently live at the age of, I bought that house at 30, and I've been there for ever since.
You got the same house?
Same house. I've been there for 25 years.
All right, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was such a good story.
I hope I didn't bore nobody with that.
Wait, did you see a physical ghost?
No, because I didn't see a physical ghost. Now that's something I'm really skeptical on. I don't believe that there's actually physical ghosts, because here's the question that I would ask. Mm. I always ask people when they say, I saw a ghost. I say, oh yeah? Did that ghost have on, like, what was it wearing? Was it wearing a gown or some clothes? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was my aunt, and she was wearing a gown. I said, oh, so the gown had a ghost too? And they were like, huh? I'm like, they would be naked because of ghost clothes?
Oh, come on.
I mean, if you saw a ghost, the gown ain't no ghost.
I see what you're saying.
Does the robe have a ghost?
Nah. I see what you're saying.
You see where I'm at? No, 3645 Mount Vernon Drive here, Los Angeles.
Okay, I thought that was the wrong one.
Man.
It says three kills.
I don't know,
murder,
bro.
Suicide in Mount Vernon.
My boy said, yeah, man, my aunt came, and the door opened, and she had rollers in her hair, and she was looking in on me. I was like, come on, man, you got auntie. Rollers in her hair.
What's the question?
So, do you just think that the ghost exists, but what you see is your vision of the person, you know? You know what I'm saying?
It's like a recording.
Yeah, it's like
the ghost is there, but you're going to see what your mind can imagine the person wearing.
Yeah, it's all imagination. It's all perspective. I believe in energy. Mm-hmm. I definitely believe.
So do you think you're dressing the energy, basically? Like, you're dressing the energy.
Yes, you're playing dress up with the energy.
I feel like the ghosts have been waiting collectively for your ass to slip. And then they're going to pull up on you in big numbers.
I'm
like,
scared of that.
What was that shit you was talking about?
I'm scared of that.
You all at the studio talking about niggas ain't real. Boom, knock over a vase. Is that real enough for you, Playboy?
I'm scared of that. So this lady that works at my studio, she was working at my studio during the COVID, during the whole COVID testing. And so she goes in the back. And then she came outside, and we were like, you had to go. Something happened where she needed to go back inside. And she goes, no, it's okay. I was like, what do you mean? She goes, oh, I saw this white lady in there, working in there. I said, well, yeah, it's a few of them.
Yeah.
She said, no, she's not alive. She's a ghost. So I was like.
Who was this to you?
So I don't know who the lady was. Cotty would have to. She,
hold on,
you know,
fam.
Cotty was.
Hold on. Hold on, fam.
So
you have me working in a haunted studio? As many times as I've been to your studio, Ben, you ain't never told me it's been haunted, bruh.
Well,
I've taken naps there.
Me too. I slept there.
The ghost was working?
Many times.
Oh, no, I ain't finna have no ghost sex.
The ghost
man.
Was working.
Ghost sex my VI. No, you know, here's the thing. The thing about it is, it's like, It's like I never saw that. And for me,
mm-hmm.
sometimes I'm in the building by myself,
mm-hmm.
you know, many late nights. And so I try to tell myself, I don't believe in that shit. But there's a couple of times where I go, I'm going to walk outside and go around.
So you knew.
So I don't know, man. I don't know if I believe
Walking
it or
Walking through those sets when it's completely dark and quiet, ain't nobody else around.
Bro, scary.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn.
I wonder what the ghost was doing. Like she said, working.
I don't know what she was doing. She just said that the lady saw a ghost in there, and I said, I don't believe in no goddamn ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, no, really. It was a lady, and she was very calm. She just goes, oh, no, I'm not going to go back inside because, you know, there's a lady in there.
There's a dead lady in there.
Yeah, there's a few ladies in there. I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know.
That's crazy. My biggest takeaway is that demons are like a little cute size that can sit on the shoulders like Disney.
Like I would imagine they look like gremlins. The way he describes it was like the gremlins that were getting the people. Remember the movie The Gremlins?
Yeah.
I would think that maybe that's what they look like. I don't know.
And he pointed out like a couple people that you knew?
Dude, he said one dude had an like it was swinging his legs on his center of his shirt.
That's adorable!
That's how they get you. Like, that's how they get you. They say the devil is the prettiest angel.
That's hilarious.
Wow.
You know
what I'm saying?
But you know, they could have brought him too.
They could have brought him. Mm-hmm. I just don't know, man. Like I said, it's a weird
combination. Your house could have been the portal for people who have the wherewithal or that read energy to see the people that came in with the demons.
Because you said you didn't like them anyway, huh?
Yeah, this one dude, I was like this. I don't even know how he got invited anyway. But I think it happened to the right person because I'm the guy that probably could deal with. I'm the guy that it was like, and I slept very well at night. I didn't like to be by myself in the house. And I noticed that whenever animals were in the house, like dogs and stuff like that, they were never themselves. It was almost like they were a little docile. And I was like...
But you see all of these. These are signs.
Yeah, right.
I never saw that.
And still 2 years, though.
You
it's
saw the dog.
Crazy.
You saw Jimmy. You heard from the guy.
The neighbor.
Street.
Yep.
Yeah. The writing was on the wall.
No, this was really funny, though. So on the other side of me, next door on the other side, there was these girls. I don't know how they got this house because they was young and they was hood. They was cute, though, but they was hood, right? And they never would speak to me. I'd be outside waving at them, and they'd be like, nigga, right? And so I guess they had got wind that I was producing Martin at the time, right? So the one girl comes to me, she's like, you do Martin? I was like, you want to come to a taping? And she said, yeah. So her and her girls, they come to the taping, and from that point on, we're hella cool, right?
Right.
And one day I'm getting in my car, and the girl goes, Ben Lay. I was like, what's up? She goes, nigga, you don't know what happened in that house? I said, everybody knows except me.
What was the rent at the house?
Huh?
What was the rent?
Was it high?
It was about $2,200.
For a four? Okay.
$2,200. Now, we're talking 92. So that was kind of...
That's pretty high.
Yeah. That's that high as hell.
For all that stuff that happened there?
Yeah.
There's so many murders in Mount Vernon.
No, the city of L.A., but it's on Mount Vernon Drive. 3645 Mount Vernon Drive.
Okay, we got a lot of stuff I want to talk about. We ain't got no ads today, so we can kind of linger a little bit. I want to talk about this Cardi B thing real quick. Don't know if you're familiar with it, but you know the story came out a couple days ago. She's performing. The chick throws a drink on her.
Big gulp.
Right? big gulp on her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Cardi B threw the microphone back at her. A lot of people saying rightfully so. Like, this has become a trend, damn near,
so
concerts
dumb.
And shows of people either running up on the entertainment, running on stage, or throwing something and hitting them. But then a video comes out from another angle, and also earlier, right before that happened, where Cardi B is asking people to throw water on her.
Wait, what? No way.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
No, this, Cardi. Look. I just did a video defending you.
Oh, that's not it. Okay, let me find it right here.
It hurt.
It's another one where, okay, here it is. Somebody splashed me with water. I'm not ready.
And that.
Now she's saying splash it, right?
That's not after.
That was before, right?
I think that was before.
So, my two cents is, at first, when I didn't know about that second part, and I just saw that she threw the microphone, I was like this, yeah, get that bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Bust her. And she was accurate with that.
Right.
Too. She, bam, like, you know, she did that before.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, okay. Yeah, she that girl deserved that. But then when I heard the second part of the story, I was like, you know what? You know what, Cardi? Come on, man.
You flipped it so quick.
I flipped it.
I don't know. And she clearly didn't want that, though.
No, but she said she did.
She said water. She said throw that water on me.
Well,
so water dries.
Well, what
right?
did the girl throw?
Water threw she looked like she threw a cup of
lemonade.
Either, like it was a beverage or it was icy or something, but it wasn't water.
And she didn't. She hit someone else, and now that person is suing her.
The one next to him?
Now, the person that's suing for battery is rightfully so. She should sue for battery because you threw something at her and the crowd saw it. You're a polarizing figure and you busted me in my head. You should get a lawsuit. So Cardi's going to give up some of that paper. Her and what's the dude's name? Offset?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe she'll just have Tasha K pay the other girl back.
Yeah.
Tasha K owes her like the $2 million.
Yeah. Yeah.
What
defamatory lawsuit.
I like Cardi though. I mean, you know what I like about Cardi? I like her boldness. Mm-hmm. I'm not necessarily a big fan of the music and everything. I mean, they like the, what is it, WAP?
Mm-hmm.
They like the WAP.
Yeah, I mean, WAP is pretty good.
WAP was a dance when I was coming up. Yeah.
It's still a dance.
Oh, it's still a dance?
Yeah, it just means like this.
Oh, okay.
It's a horizontal dance.
But I mean, you know, look, I figured out? I think that I have an issue. I won't say I don't like. Mm-hmm. I know there's a lot of young hip-hop heads that'll be like, what the motherfucker mean? I think the reason that I don't connect with today's hip-hop and today's music is because I'm not supposed to. Because I remember when I was a kid, my parents used to say, turn that Double Dutch Bus shit off, or whatever you had playing, right? Mm-hmm. Because it was beyond their grasp of understanding.
Right.
So I think that's what's happening now. I can't understand where it's going. I don't know where. So it's not for me.
Yeah.
It's for my kids. They be listening to stuff. I'm like, looking at my son like, what is that? He's like, you don't know. Yeah. You're right. I don't.
You're right.
But it's not for me. It's not
I completely get that. I've definitely found myself aging out of certain genres of music or certain artists. And it ain't for me. And I gleefully accept it. Because that's the artists that I do still fuck with, they are still making music. So I'm still able to enjoy new stuff. It just ain't all the stuff that's coming out. Like, I know one Lil Uzi song, and I don't even think the name of it is. Huh?
You talk about?
I forgot about that. I was thinking about All My Friends Are Dead.
Oh yeah, that's EXO Tour Life.
Yeah, see,
he never says it.
You could literally put a gun in my head, and I knew I just want to rock, but that would have never came to my mind.
That's a pretty big song.
That is a really big song.
I don't like any of them.
I like it.
You don't like any of them?
Drake. Utopia.
I like Drake.
I was gonna say, you don't like Drake.
I like Drake. Okay. Drake and what's the other boy out of New York? J. Cole. Is he New York?
No, he's Fayetteville.
Fayetteville.
Uh-huh. Oh, but okay. He went to school in New York.
Okay.
He played ball there.
Yeah, I like those guys. Mm-hmm. Not a lot more though. You know, it's like even people are like, man, you don't like Kendrick? You from LA? You don't like Kendrick? I'm like, it's not that I don't like Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick is not speaking to me.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking to a younger generation. And, we gonna be all right, nigga. I'm already all right.
Yeah, he's talking to a generation that didn't have their first time.
Talking to Black
people. That's what I'm saying.
Mount Vernon, and then moved straight to Foxy Hills.
Ladera.
Excuse me.
Winter Hills is a little above Ladera, ain't it?
No, Woodland Hills is in the
valley. Windsor Hills.
Windsor Hills.
Yeah.
That's where Meghan Markle's from, Windsor Hills.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's literally a Windsor from Windsor. You know what I'm saying? She grew up in my neighborhood. Of course, I didn't know who she was.
The haunted neighborhood?
Yes.
I hope this is.
It's 1.7 million now. Let me see. That's the house.
That is the house.
Let me see.
It's on Zillow for 1.7 million.
That is the house.
You want the tree in front?
Right in the center, dead center. That's the house.
Dead center.
That's the house.
I wonder if the head is still in it.
I want to go on that page. I have like, never people seen, died here.
Yep. I've never seen nobody come in or out of the house since then. I've never seen the door open. And, you know, I don't go there. You know, my mother lives around the corner, so I go over there to visit, but every now and then I'll take a trip down memory lane and go over there, and that's where I was at.
Yeah.
And was it ever painted?
Same color, everything, bro.
Damn.
Nothing changed.
That's crazy.
So I wonder if that water's still on.
The head is for sure still there.
And that's the body's crazy. In the back.
And bodies. Mm-hmm. That's insane. Mm-hmm.
Sheesh.
And
it happened.
I feel like it's crazy that you didn't have more experiences with how haunted it actually was.
You know what? My girlfriend then, who became my wife, mm-hmm. has said that she felt different energies and different things in there. Now, she's into that kind of shit. Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you tell her?
Well, I was afraid to tell her because I was like this, she'll never want to be here.
Right.
Absolutely not.
She was afraid of stuff like that, but she would go, oh, Lord. But then, see, she's also, you know, her and my daughter said they saw a UFO. And I said, let's talk about it. A UFO is an unidentified flying object. Mm-hmm. So, yes, we see them all the time. We see drones.
You know what, Ben? We not finna do this, bro. You're not finna sit up here and pull apart all this stuff. The government just admitted it.
Yeah, this is fresh news.
You don't believe that.
Yes, I do.
You don't believe
that. Listen, he was like, hey, I'm just gonna let y'all know. We got some shit.
He said,
we got some shit. We got some people here.
Non-human.
We got new technology. I'm still not convinced. Even with all the sketches and drawings and all that shit, we created jet engines. I be in the plane sometimes in the air like,
what?
This shit don't make no sense, bro.
I'm just reading what Cotty said. Many different different people have seen this white lady ghost at the studio without having ever heard about her before.
So ain't no many. Ain't no many people. She's making that up.
So it's a lot of people that be knowing about this ghost that you ain't tell me about.
I didn't know.
Oh, so he's the
owner that act like he don't see nothing, so he can keep it running. Like, I don't know, it's not haunted. Come on, book Studio C.
He hears shit clacking. He just going the other direction. No, I don't believe in you.
Yep,
I don't believe in you.
It's got to be something logical. That's what I always say. There's got to be something logical. Whenever something is, if there's something that we don't understand, there's a logical side to it. We just don't connect with the logic. That's all.
Okay. I got a question for you.
Yes.
Stonehenge. How to get there?
I don't know.
Pyramids.
Pyramids got there because the earth at one point in time was covered with all water. Mm-hmm. And
I heard this one.
And as the water started to recede, it's like the pyramids are the equivalent to mountains. So even though
they're equal, and they are, what is it? There's something with the location of them and being directly centered with something, the stars or something like that.
Yes.
So based on that.
Yes.
You don't acknowledge any of that.
I definitely acknowledge. I believe that there's a connection. I think that the pyramids were built underwater, and what we see now is the what's left over as the water has receded in that desert, and that's what's still standing. And at that point, now I do believe this. I do believe that prior to us looking the way that we look, I believe that there is some sort of evolution that took place. I think that everything came from the water.
Mm. So you believe in mermaids? You believe mermaids built the pyramids, not having legs but tails, and able to move these big ass pillars around. And then, not only did they build this pyramid down there, they were able to make a waterproof adhesive to keep the pyramids in place.
Well, how is the mountain? The mountains that you see, that these big, huge mountains that we see, Mount Everest even. You don't believe that was underwater?
The mountains that have no shape, the mountains that are completely, you can see the erosion from sand and wind and water.
Yes.
Those mountains.
Yes.
In comparison to
pyramids.
But
those, you do acknowledge that they were underwater, right?
That's what y'all books say.
Well, they did find erosion around the Sphinx. Like, the Sphinx had water around it.
Of course. If you go underwater right now, you'll see future mountains.
I see what you're doing.
You see what I'm saying?
This is what you're doing. Listen, this is what you're doing.
I'm just ahead of you.
Islands are the top of underwater mountains.
Huh?
But I thought islands came from volcanoes.
Well, that's what basically volcanoes create a mountain because all of the lava solidifies and then you get an island.
We got an intelligent man.
No.
Bentley has enough knowledge to muddy the waters when it comes to bullshit enough to where you believe it. That's what you did.
It's the truth.
Nah, man, you can't sit up here and just,
Everything came from the water. Everything, bro. The water was there. Fish and...
Who turned on the water in your house, though? Where'd that water come from?
The head. He couldn't turn the water off because he had no hands.
He just rolling around, put his mouth on faucets.
He's finally gone.
Heads up.
Hey, man, I don't know.
That was. So I want to sit back, smoke a cigar with you, and we're going to talk some shit. And I'm calling bullshit on what I feel the bullshit, man.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, that's great. Okay.
You don't believe the UFO thing? Where they said non-human pilots?
No, wait. See, here's the thing.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Here we go.
You talk about UFOs. So are we saying that they're flying saucers? Like, they're just like... some new mode of traffic. What are we saying here?
I think they just mean foreign, like they've never seen it before.
Okay.
Like, well, we don't have the technology to do what this undescribed and unidentified object can.
And there's these other people, or is that humans being arrogant enough to make things that they don't understand look like them? You understand what I'm saying when I say that?
Well, they said non-human.
No, but they, when they draw them, the diagrams, they always look like... two eyes,
human-like.
And that's humans' arrogance by saying, it's like when you see a dog in a cartoon, they have him walking on his hind legs and shit because humans are so fucked up, we got to make that look like something we understand.
So that's how we identify.
I know, but what I'm saying is because You can't have the dog crawling. Mm. You got to have him walking up like Dodio, walking down the street with a suit and tie on, a dog?
Hey, man, listen. But you trying to get away from the question.
Okay.
Do you believe in aliens?
No.
You don't believe in aliens or ghosts?
Well, here's what I do believe.
Oh, here we go.
I told you I believe in energy. And I also do believe that in other dimensions, there might be other things that we don't understand. But humans are human-like? No, I don't believe that. Mm. I don't believe that.
Okay.
I don't believe that when you start thinking about those kind of things, like even with the image of God, I am a very God-fearing person, but I am not going to be believing that there's this guy in the sky with a white beard, go ahead, come to me, son. God, I don't believe that. That doesn't make sense. God is everything. God is the beginning, the end, the everything. And God... If God is what we say God is, God is too intelligent to take form of a woman, a man, black, white. Mm-hmm. God's too intelligent to take on a body. God's the intelligence. It's the ultimate. So that's what I believe.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to call my cousin that work at Area 51, and I'm going to have him send me some shit over here. He ain't supposed to have his phone on him. Normally he has a locket in the locker, he told me. But I'm like, yo, yo. Take some pictures, and he gonna send it. We gonna chop it up. That's the goal. We gonna see.
I wonder if there's a front desk at the Area 51. Like, there's probably like some admin positions that don't get to know the secrets. Mm-hmm. You know, like they're just on the budget.
You think
payroll.
It's a building, or you think it's like
a compound?
There are buildings there. We know. Yeah. You can see what's there if you go on like
Google Maps.
There are buildings there. Yeah.
Really? I thought they would have blurred it out or something.
No, it's. It probably is, but it is. It was used for military research. Like that's known that it was a base there, and they've got buildings, and they've done. Stuff there. The whole alien stuff came a lot later. But
I can tell you a story, a really quick one.
Hell yeah.
I was driving, I was a child, I vaguely remember it, but my mother always talks about it still to this day. And we were driving, my mother and my father and my sister, and we were on some kind of family vacation, and we went through this area, which is now Area 51, and all of the cars that were driving, all of the lights went out on every single car. It's nighttime. They freaked out. And my mother said we were all screaming. And, you know, she was yelling at my dad to not drive fast so that he wouldn't run into the back. Because all of the lights were out on every single car.
Mm-hmm.
Then they hit an area and everything came back on.
So that's when they was probably checking out electro pulse.
There was probably an EMP, an electromagnetic field.
Big as hell.
Wow.
See, I don't want to get all into all of that.
See, you don't want to know it so you can keep believing it's not true, Ben.
Yeah.
That's what it is,
man. I think so. I think that's the truth.
I think we should go to Lake Lanier. We should go to the Bermuda Triangle together. We can swing back by Area 51, do some shopping, maybe pick up some souvenirs, and we just see what the fuck happened, Ben.
I would do it. I would just say, I'm not going to believe it. I'll sleep in a cemetery right now. I would. I think they're very peaceful places. Matter of fact.
You're peaceful.
They are very peaceful.
I mean, everyone's buried there, so if everyone wanted to be buried there and they ended there, I feel like a cemetery would be relatively peaceful. It's the unsolved and unfinished bodies that are the ones that create ghosts in that.
Right, but it's still scary.
but there's
still hella spooky.
It's spooky. But it's really not. Like, I would have a picnic in a cemetery, you know?
You know what? To be as creative as you are, I guess you have to be on a different level, man. You are definitely on your own echelon because I wouldn't sleep in no goddamn cemetery. I wouldn't get in the house too close to no goddamn cemetery. Ghosts can travel. I'm not be two blocks over with some fucking tombstones. That's crazy. Out of all of these blocks? No.
I just look at it like this. It's like, what? It's peaceful. It's like, what's going to happen? It's something that just, what's the worst that could happen?
You know what else is peaceful?
What?
Just floating on a raft in the middle of the ocean. I ain't gonna do that shit either.
That's terrible.
You know? Imagine you going That's to terrible. Space. There's no sound. You get to see all the wonders of what Earth really looks like and the moon and all of that. I don't wanna be there either.
I never
That's peaceful
be there.
Though.
Yeah, no, I just think that you know, I think for whatever reason, I was born with a level of patience and a level of peace where nothing really scares me. I'm scared of things that I see. I'm scared of rats. I'm scared of things that could cause me to cause bodily harm to myself or they could cause bodily harm. But I'm not afraid of the elements. I'm just not.
You know what? I get that. Now, if you had led with that, I think I would have been able to digest everything you said a little easier. Because I feel that, right, I'm not afraid of death in the sense of like, oh, I don't want to die. I'm not welcoming it. Right. But I feel like I'm here for a reason. I'm here for a purpose. And when it's time for that purpose to be fulfilled, it might not be something I agree with, but I'm not afraid of checking out in that sense. So I get, if you had said that earlier, I'd be like, okay, I can understand what you're saying. But I'm not, yeah, but I still don't fuck with no cemeteries. Like, I'm not going to go looking for, I'm not afraid, but I also ain't going to go looking for. Like, all right, ghost, prove it, nigga. Like, that's antagonizing them. Now they got to do it. Right. Now they got to do it.
Swinging their legs on your shoulder.
Right. Yeah, I agree
You see some ghosts in the gang, they come, they swinging ghost chains and shit. You're like, oh, see, this is Bentley's fault. Because if I had not listened to him.
See, if you know, I'm not doing no Ouija boards. I'm not doing nothing that's going to welcome anything that makes me uncomfortable. I'm not doing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mind my business. I don't bother nobody. I ain't bungee cord jumping. I ain't doing nothing that's going to bother. I don't bother nobody.
Would you go? Would you skydive?
Never.
I tried to go. They told me I was too fat.
Did they?
They let me go up in the air and everything.
Wait, they got you all the way up in the air and then told you no?
That's hilarious.
I had the jumpsuit on and everything. I made a whole video about it.
When they were like, oh, wait, no.
Oh, you got told me that.
They told the guy was supposed to jump with me. He was like, hey, man, we just going to circle and go on back. I watched everybody else jump with that person. What it was supposed to be another guy there who was smaller to balance my weight. Now, tandem parachutes have a weight limit of 500 pounds. And they was like, you don't want to be at 500. You want to be, you know, 75 to 100 pounds away from that.
They called
and it. So they asked me my weight. I was like, I'm around there. And so they weighed me. That's how I didn't know the bitches was going. Because I walked around all morning looking for scales. I'm like, I ain't seen no scales. And then they took us in this room where all the jumpsuits were, and that's where the fucking scale was. Behind the pile, right? So I didn't got the shit on because I didn't already did the training. They have like a mock like bay of the plane where you got to jump out of it, and they're telling you, we watched the video, how the person's going to be strapped to you, and when you jump out, like, just hold your arms like this, you don't want to be all up in the person's face, so you're like, I did all of this shit, right? And they was like, come on, man, just a plane, we're going to try to work it out. I'm like, cool. I done flew all the way to Florida. These are the Army skydivers. These motherfuckers are professional. This is their job, right?
They knew how to do that.
Yeah, they did.
Man, the Army. What you mean?
That motherfucker sat back and he was like, we're going to go ahead and circle back down. And then, because he was sitting by me, he wouldn't have sat by the pilot, so he would have to look at me and feel the discomfort. Like,
that's such a perfect story.
That's hilarious. No, I'm not doing anything that's going to purposely, put my life in jeopardy.
Uh-huh.
You know,
same.
When I was young, I dated some maybe not so careful chicks that could have caused, you know what I'm saying, a problem.
That's dangerous too.
Going through COVID, I walked around a lot without a mask. Okay, I'm one of those. Mm-hmm. But no, I'm not doing that. I'm not jumping out no planes. I'm not getting in a boxing ring. Mm-hmm. I'm not even gonna get a tattoo because why are you gonna go sign up to hurt? Why would you sign up for
people,
pain?
Some people like it. It's not. It's kind of like an addictive pain, like a tolerable pain.
Yeah.
Yes. You ever got hit before? And at the end, they keep sucking. You like, ha 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 ha. Stop, bitch! You got a fireball in your mouth. That's what it feel like. You got static in your mouth. Why would you keep? But you're not gonna stop. You be like, you try to push through it. That's what the tattoo is.
Okay. I didn't know that because, like I said,
what a tattoo's like.
Is it? You got
like that unusual feeling is kind of what it's like. It's not super painful to most people, but you know.
Well, the first thing you say is, I could do it, but I'll just take a gummy or have a drink. They say, you can't have drinks.
Yeah.
I'm like, now wait a minute.
You don't want to do anything that is going to make your blood thin. So alcohol will make your blood thin.
I'd be lit.
So that's what they that's the reason behind it. The reason. Yeah.
I'd be
I'm.
But they got numbing cream and everything now. They got numbing cream for tattoos.
Well, another reason, I haven't found anything interesting enough that I will want to look at every day
for the rest of your life.
And I got very dark skin,
mm-hmm.
So I don't know how. You know, here's the thing: like when you're dark skin and you get tattooed, especially when they have a whole bunch of them, they just look dirty. Like Lil Wayne looked dirty. He looks like a dirty gargoyle. That's what Lil Wayne looks like. He just looks.
He's done a lot to himself.
You want to clean him up. You just want to clean him up when you say it.
He's done a lot lately. Yeah. And I could tell it looks like he's off of most of the stuff that got him to that point, which is great because I want him to be around to really get his flowers.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
he got him, you know, every year he gets them, but I want him, like, there's going to come a time when this generation realizes how much he influenced the rap game totally, and I want him to be around for that, and his kids, and just, you know, I don't wish death on nobody.
No, neither do I.
But a couple more things before we get out of here, because I know you got a hard out.
We gotta go.
Man, nah, we got some time. We got so Carly, excuse me, I want to call her Carly. Carly Russell's former boyfriend is looking for love while now hosting club events. So he is on flyers. Come out, check me out, party with your boy. Also, bad bitches holler at a player.
That's so wild. A fake kidnapping victim's boyfriend is riding the wave.
Riding it.
But he was invested. Family was looking for him.
Well, what was it about, though? Why did she do that? I never understood. I never got the...
They
you know.
Have not made a statement as to why. They just said she was disturbed and she did not intend to cause this much chaos. She would be making another statement, I guess, later. This was, I guess the lawyer got that from her. But yeah, they haven't still given a reason. But she got fired from her job.
Okay.
I don't know what the AKA is going to do with her because she's an AKA.
Oh, she's a skiwi. Okay.
Yep. And yeah, man, you know.
Well,
yes, he was charged.
I understand Jussie Smollett, but I don't understand this one. See, Jussie's thing was, I got to get this money up, so I got my ass whooped out here, and I'm out here.
People going to donate.
There you go. Yeah. All that.
Yeah.
This chick, I'm going.
What's the angle?
What's the angle? What? I don't know.
The conspiracy with people like this, Doja Cat and stuff, is like, this is their initiation into the Illuminati or secret societies.
Carly?
Here we go.
What was she?
She's a singer? Illuminati ain't getting Carly that thick ass girl in their crew.
In general, they're just like the people are out here. She's part of the D9 and those organizations. So the conspiracy goes into all these different things, and people are doing these publicly embarrassing things, just like the lady on the plane that said that guy wasn't real. All of these things are part of initiations or ceremonies or whatever.
I just think some people are crazy or weird.
I'm not getting on no no-fly list.
Neither
just to join no goddamn group. I don't give a shit if they tell me I get a private plane.
Did she go to jail?
Sometimes I who?
The white girl?
I'm sure she got detained. I don't know if she went to jail for it, but I'm sure she got detained.
Did they land
I'm not
it? Sure. Did they have to land it because
I
of
think
that?
They made an emergency.
Is she not the one that opened the door up?
No. Okay. This is the one she was just calling a ruckus, a commotion.
I mean, if she said that he's not real, I would be like this. Maybe he ain't real.
Hey, if you saw the nigga she was talking to, he was scary.
Did he look real?
He was real. But he's like, he had like crazy amounts of tattoos. He had like green, colorful, like colored eyes.
Oh, so she was saying, he's not real. That's not real to me.
Yeah,
that's...
she's saying like he's an alien.
No, he told her, I'm Satan.
Hey, shit.
He was a Skrull.
I wouldn't fuck with that.
He was a Skrull from Secret Invasion from Marvel. This was all just promotion for them since they can't do anything right now. This is all for that. That's what I'm going with.
Yeah, I have to go with that one too because, that's pretty crazy. I mean, I've seen some things where I'm like, that ain't real. Hey, you know what? You know what's wild? When I was growing up, is this crazy? I used to think that no one was real and I was the only live person and that everything else was here for my benefit.
Damn.
You know what's crazy?
When you was a kid?
When I was a kid.
That's a wild-ass thought to have as a kid. I was high one time, and I was having an existential conversation with my daughter because she just loves to talk when I love to talk, and that's the only time I really get that deep with her. But I was like, I asked her, what if you are living in this world by yourself, right? And every person you meet is just a different version of you, that went two rights when you big, two lefts and stuff like that. But when you meet somebody and it feels like deja vu, that's the person that's on the closest path to you. So that's why they feel familiar. So they did all the turns that you did, but they just did maybe 2 to 5 different ones than you. But they feel so familiar because everybody in your world is a different version of you.
Even who you smashing.
Ooh, bars. Yes,
smashing. But the crazy side of that, that means that in one life, you were Albert Einstein. You were Beethoven. You were Malcolm X. You were Martin Luther King. But that also means you were Jeffrey Dahmer. You were the Unabomber. You were all of these different versions of you. You were Michael Jordan at one point. You were Dennis Rodman, right? But you were also the most heinous people in the world, too. But it's all different versions of you.
Ooh.
Affected by Ooh. Their Movie. Demographic, by their environment, by their parents. And their parents are different versions of you, too. But each version gets better, each generation gets better with the advancements of technology and stuff like that. But it's all you.
Damn. That's crazy. Now, that's a dope-ass movie right there.
You heard it here first, yeah. And we copyrighted right here. I already told you about the scary movie.
Oh, you did. You did. Now, which is some right? way-out shit.
Right?
We got to get together.
Come on, man.
We got to get together on that.
I got shit, boy.
I don't know. I mean, like, that's a version of reincarnation, maybe. Mine wasn't that deep. Mine was just kind of like more like Truman Show-ish. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Or also, I used to think that when I went to sleep, I woke up somewhere else. Ooh. And that when you're dreaming, it's like the remnants of what you just the remnants of what happened
while you were asleep.
Yeah. It's weird. I'm dumb. It's weird.
I always think it's dumb. Yeah. I always felt like I could fly if I tried hard enough.
In your dreams?
In my dreams. But like in the dreams when I did fly, it wasn't like on some Superman type shit, like up and away type shit. It was like I focused and I was like, I want to fly. And then it would happen like that. And I always felt like, I feel like if we only using, what they say, 8%, 12% of our brain can?
Not even that, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, it's higher than that, but there's definitely a portion.
It's higher than that? I thought it was less than that.
No, I mean, we use, it depends on what you're actually thinking of, too, because like your brain's working on a lot of stuff in the background that you're not able to access. Mm-hmm. So like you do use all of it, but the actual cognitive part where you're thinking and all of that is a small portion of it.
Yeah, I thought it was like 5% or something like that. Something low. Don't quote me on it because, but I do know that we don't use.
Do
a
we
lot
really
of it.
Only use like 10% of your brain?
Which at the beginning of the story, this is what this guy Rashawn was saying is that if you focus and you can learn to utilize more of the capacity that's stored there,
mm-hmm.
you can move things, you can see things, you can move things. Yeah, the chi. Now that's where I bring in the whole connection with. What we call haunted and stuff like that, when something moves or somebody sees a vase break or something like that, because they're in tune to something that maybe the average person's not right. in tune with.
Right. Because they spent more time developing it or they are able to drop into that thing faster than or easier than most people are able to. I really feel like that. I feel like that there are things that we can't explain and certain people have certain energies because of whatever reason, but like, the shit that Bruce Lee could do and certain other martial art masters are able to do, like the go from here to the punch, like that type of shit is just like, it's not meant for everybody to have that. I think it's something that you have to have the discipline for, you have to have the patience for, you have to have the steadiness and the calmness. Like if you imagine if hood dudes could like just do that type of shit.
Cheap.
Yeah.
And remember that at one point they was doing the knockout game. They was just running up to people, just knocking them out. That shit is not meant for everybody. So I feel like you can achieve it, but like, you know, ain't meant for everybody.
So the whole 10% thing is actually a myth. We use almost all of our brain.
Mm. Oh, man.
Is it a myth?
Yeah, it's a myth.
I like that. I like that myth. I like thinking
it comes
that.
From like a couple people in history. Like Albert Einstein one time was quoted saying he only used 10% of his brain. So a lot of like it came from a lot of like an older myth that we only use a small portion, and there's no actual proof behind that we don't use all of it. Some people say that like because you wouldn't necessarily use all of it because if you did, you would have no room to actually learn things and like retain knowledge of that. So there are definitely portions you don't use. But the whole idea that we use only 10% is most likely false.
Damn.
My homeboy used to call. When he get mad, he calls somebody, "You smooth brain bitch."
Smooth brain.
That's such a smart
hilarious.
Joke.
You smooth brain bitch.
That's such a. That's too smart funny. To be insulting.
They didn't get it there. What?
It's like a compliment. It sounds like a compliment. Funny.
Right. That's you ain't got funny. No wrinkles on your shit, you got dumb bitch.
Smooth that's very brain.
Very funny. You got a smooth brain.
Pat, you got anything before we get ready to get up out of here?
Let me see.
Come on, Pat. You got some shit, man. I know you got something to unpack.
All right. How about this? Rough sex between brother manatees leaves one dead at a Florida aquarium.
Jeez.
I got one.
I did see that.
That is the wildest headline I've seen in a while, and I purposely look for crazy headlines. So it says a kinky rendezvous between male manatees at a Florida aquarium has cost one of them their lives. An adult male manatee named Hugh was housed at a marine laboratory and an aquarium, and he died back in April. Scientists sprang into action to figure out what happened to him. They quickly learned that mating with his brother, Buffet, is what caused his death. The brothers had begun a consensual sexual relationship in the months leading to Hugh's demise.
Consensual, huh?
Okay. But it proved lethal. The Buffet, which is the larger of the two, I'm glad.
Befitting name.
Would frequently mount and penetrate Hugh in his rectum. I didn't know they had butt sex.
I guess this is a common thing among manatees in that.
Is that true?
If there's no females around,
booty sex
in the mood, they will seek out.
Somebody gonna get
whatever
it.
They want.
Wow!
Yeah. I didn't know you could have butt sex as a marine animal.
Wow!
Brody said they need some more
womanatees. Womanatees. That's very funny. We gotta take that, Brandon. That's our joke now.
It said this time, the last time they did it, he sank to the bottom of the tank and became unresponsive. Buffet continued returning to his body to mount him even as Hugh lay not moving. So the Buffet kept going.
Oh, he kept
only
going.
Is he a freak, but he's also necrophiliac? Necrophiliac?
Yeah.
He don't give a shit.
He didn't give a damn. He's like Bill Cosby. Oh, did I say that out loud?
Wow.
Can we edit that? Just edit that.
Fix it in post.
Yeah, we'll fix that in post.
That is... I am... I'm at a loss.
I don't really know how to
booty sex manatee today
online, and I was like, what is this that I'm looking at? That was a little weird and everything, and it was like is this blood brother, or is it just like, you know, it's like his cousin, or is his stepbrother?
Play bros.
You
know,
man, the more we find out about the aquatic life, it's like we just need to stay the fuck from about it there.
This is what I'm trying to tell you. That's why I said everything comes from the water. They're still finding different species of sea creatures right now that we can't identify. So therefore, what that means is that everything came from there. Some organism just got out of the water and crawled on the land as it receded, and it then turned into what it turned into and turned into what it, and here we are.
I think it's crazy that when we were talking about aliens, a lot of alien interpretations are like either humanoid or like octopuses. Like, and it's crazy. Yeah. Octopus, they don't seem like they're from this earth.
Octopi.
It's
octopi.
Crazy. Octopies. It's
is
it's
it?
Pussies. Octopuses.
Like you said, octopuses.
Is it? Well, where did octopi come from?
Austin Powers?
There's a word called octopi.
Probably, but it's octopuses is the plural. I love them.
Yo, they're so dope. I feel like that's what aliens would look like.
Did y'all see this video of this jellyfish right here that they just discovered?
Oh, yeah. They're finding a bunch of jellyfish down there.
That one that's like a ring of fire.
It looks like a firework,
Bro, can you imagine seeing that shit up underwater?
No, not without shitting myself.
What's he doing?
Oh, he put his whole thing.
Is that his
thing? Yep.
In the dead fish.
Yeah. Dolphins are predators,
they
bro.
Oh, my God.
They are.
What's his name? Henson? Chris Henson needs to get a group of dolphins together and walk in on them because they are...
Yeah, they're wild.
They are wild-ass predators.
Yeah, I heard they'll rip you. I heard they'll rip a chick. You know,
yeah,
like in the water.
I'm not going to go to SeaWorld, see no shit like that. I'm good, bro.
The other disappointing one was otters.
Yeah, they...
Otters?
Otters
they
are aggressive rapists. Yeah. And I loved otters.
That's hilarious.
Otter pops.
I never knew that.
Oh, they're terrible. I mean, if you really go into most animals, there's a lot of
rats rape.
Really?
Yeah, they rape. They rape.
Oh, ducks too. Apparently,
ducks?
How you said that? Was crazy.
Well, I was going to say something. I was trying to keep it politically correct. Yeah. So I just decided to just bail halfway in the middle of it and just go. Yeah, they rape.
Other animals too?
I don't know. I think because
I'm sure if we did enough research, we'd find. I think we'd be disgusted by most of the animal kingdom, but I mean, shit, humans.
But is it true that humans are the only species that has face-to-face sex?
Out of all the videos I've ever seen of animals,
they're always doing it from the back.
It was always
from
the back.
Yeah.
It's always
I've seen like squirrels
face to face.
Squirrels do like a missionary pile drive type shit.
I've never
seen
that.
Whales do like a dance together. I don't know. I mean, their eyes are on the sides of their heads. I don't know if they actually see each other or if they're face to face.
Snakes are in an orgy.
Snails kind of touch each other. Snails are hermaphroditic as well, though. So they're doing both things.
Hermaphroditic? How about that? That's a word there.
I'm
going to be using that all week.
That's an SAT word right there.
I don't even know how I would...
I can't say it fast.
You would have to bring up the subject to say that word.
Well, it's very hermaphroditic. I mean, if you really think about it.
Like, oh, that's why you brought this up.
Damn. Is that...
Yeah.
Somebody said monkeys?
Yeah. Gorillas,
monkeys?
Gorillas have been known to...
Do missionary?
Yeah, in certain instances.
I think I've seen that too. Like gorilla riding another gorilla.
I mean, it's food for thought. I mean, these are. I always think about this shit.
It was a good question, though.
I think nobody else is thinking about it. I'm like, am I weird? Because that kind of shit flows in my head all the time. Do other animals fall face to face?
For the majority of animals that are on four legs, it would be awkward and probably hard for them to do it face to face.
About birds?
I mean, birds can possibly. Yeah.
They do doggy?
Yeah, they jump on their back and, like, it looks really crazy. It looks like they're raping them, but they have permission.
So doggy style is really, like, that was one species that got the label, but every animal does doggy style.
I think so. It
should be called animal style.
Well, the thing about cats, I mean, as many cats as I've seen in my life, I've never seen a cat thing.
Like
I've never
cat
seen
penis?
A thing on a cat.
Yeah, they're not fun.
I've never seen that.
They got spikes on the end or something, right?
They've got barbs on it because they have to, like, latch into the female.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's not pleasant.
Everything about cats are just disgusting.
I heard hyenas, the females have the penis. Is that true?
What?
I don't know that. That's
What?
I was about to do a video on it.
Is that why they laugh? Are they laughing?
You gonna fuck what? Boy, stop.
Yeah, all female spotted hyenas have functional penises.
Wait, do the males also have functional?
It says they use it to pee, signal, and anally mount males and females for dominance.
They
pegging? But they can't reproduce.
They pegging these niggas out here? I ain't never going to respect no hyena.
It says the females have penises nearly indistinguishable from those of the males. So it's just dicks
that's
out.
That's way out shit.
Whole clique got they dick.
That's way out shit.
That's why they screaming all the time.
That's it.
They laugh.
Man, that's way out right there.
I never imagined an animal getting pegged.
They switch it like, do me tonight. You get in the back to
right. Push the legs up.
You want to switch?
What's the position they called it? when the guy's legs are up. We were just talking about this.
That shit looks God terrible.
Damn. That's funny. Okay.
That's way out.
It's way out.
That is it, folks. That was a good ass time, Ben. Thank you for coming on, man.
Listen, man. Anytime I can come by and talk some shit with y'all, it would be my pleasure. This was fun, man.
Hey, I'm gonna have more ghost stories next time with pictures of spaceships and shit. I'm like, oh, what about this? Exhibit A, right?
What's the logical answer to this?
I'm gonna take you over to the house, 3645 Mount Vernon.
I ain't going to that fucking demon palace.
That's crazy. Listen, you got warnings all throughout, even the last day.
Lived there. I'm the guy that's walking around that probably will get mugged because I'm aloof.
No, Pat is aloof. You just refuse to admit stuff that's right in front of your face.
That's true.
They would try to mug you, and then you would just walk by them. And yeah. They wouldn't understand why.
I don't believe in robbery.
Yeah, he's tall, too. They'd be holding the gun like, give me a wine. He'd be like, I don't believe in getting mugged.
I don't believe in this.
Exactly. That's who I am right there. I don't believe you're going to do that. Oh, wait. Before we stop.
Yeah.
Did you see the guy? This was interesting.
Mm-hmm. Listen, it's 3:56. I'm not going to get in trouble with Carter, okay?
I'm good.
I would get in trouble.
I'm good.
Okay.
I got time.
I'm watching.
So there was a guy, he broke in to someone's house the other day, broke in their yard, mm-hmm. and he had a handgun. And to his surprise, the guy that lived there had a big-ass shotgun
mm-hmm.
and ran up on him. So now they gun to gun. And the guy,
oh yeah,
you saw that,
yeah.
And he basically talked
like,
him
"What's
down,
going on? Yeah, talk to me, man."
And invited
like,
him in his crib.
Yes,
he's wow.
Like, he's couldn't like, be me,
huh?
That guy's a hero. Couldn't be me,
man.
I would like to think that that's what I would do.
He turned his back on the dude with the gun too.
He did.
He's like, "Come on in."
He come on in. Like, I saw that too. And I was like, please don't get in there and just hear some shots. Like, I was like, from either one of them. Right,
that'd be cold as hell.
But especially he seemed like he really cared.
Yeah.
And it takes somebody coming out of that situation, seeing that there's more opportunity to be that bigger person and do what he did.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
Right. I want to think that I could because I feel like people always laugh at me because I want to see the good in everybody. I believe that there's good in everybody. Mm-hmm. I believe that everybody is inherently good. I really believe that.
Yeah.
Right? I think we learn bad habits along the way. And I think that sometimes somebody just needs somebody to love them, to mm-hmm. show them mm-hmm. that, yo, you know what? There's a better way. You don't want this, young man.
Yeah.
You don't want this because this is, we going to both be dead.
Yeah.
Or you're going to be in jail and I'll be dead. So now, I don't know.
That's the scary part because it's like they were both lucky in that scenario. Like, mm-hmm. obviously, the kid was very lucky that he got, like, someone as, like, to give him that guidance. But that dude is also really lucky because, like, some of these kids are, like, real-life savages, like, out here. Like, in the streets. Like, they're, like, for real. Like,
he could have just been trying to get his stripes. It might not have even been about a robbery. It might not have been about the values. He was like, you got to go kill somebody. Oh, I know this guy. He always be home by himself. It could have just been a stripes thing.
Right.
Right? And that's what I was thinking of. And like when you said you want to think that you would have done the same thing. And I get and I respect that. But let me ask you, would you have said that? Would you still think that way if your family's home?
No.
See?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a lot of things.
If my family's there, I am emptying multiple clips.
Yeah. There's so many.
Multiple. It's one. Boom. Like one motion. It comes out, put another one in, and keep. I got a brand new wall. This wall is completely open.
Yeah. No, it's a different thing then. But it's like, you know, you try to find the commonness in everybody that you run across. You try to find, what's that good in this person? Let me talk to this person. I've talked to people that other people always say, he's an asshole. And I'm mm-hmm. going, not with me. He's not with me because I talk to him like a human.
Like a human. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And so I don't know. I just saw that and I was like, wow, what a bold.
It was beautiful.
It was like this dude had God had him said, don't just talk to the kid.
Mm-hmm.
We got him.
Yeah,
that was weird. I don't know.
That was a very, very unique situation, too, because I would have been scared that he was like, yeah, come on, let's talk about it. And as soon as I get home, you trying to rob me? Like, it could have gotten so bad. It could have got so bad. But I think when he broke and he was like, it's my little brother. I'm doing this for my little brother. That's when I was like, oh, okay. This might have been a desperate situation.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, man, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. We look forward to having you back on with your free brother. You know what I'm saying?
Great storytelling.
Bentley Kyle Evans, ladies and gentlemen, do your research on him. So much he's done in the black community, black entertainer, black entertainment, all of it together. Look him up. Realize the legend that we had in here today.
It's crazy.
As always, you want to give your social?
You know, I'm at Bentley Evans on everything. I'm, you know, not Bentley Kyle. I'm just at Bentley Evans mm-hmm. on everything. What's the new one? X and Twitters. I can't even keep up anymore.
But so
I'm
crazy.
At Bentley Evans. Clown, and please follow if you want. I do some silly shit.
Yeah, yeah. You follow him. It's a good
and
sign.
Inspirational stuff, too.
Yeah, that too. That too. All right, guys. Oh, yeah. As always, I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn, Internet. You scary. We'll see you next time, guys.
I'm about to go watch a ghost movie right now.